you work with Dell. I think one of the things that kind of that intrigues me is every day we're seeing more people talking about tablets. Why, you know, why? How is Dell relevant? How is the PC relevant? Is Dell going to change? What? Why is the PC relevant in this day and age?
Yeah, certainly. Tablets are definitely something that's talked about a lot, and I think what we are seeing is a new breed of tablets, and this is where Dell actually is going to start to really flourish in what we're bringing out in our tablet line to help end users be both creative in their consumption of digital content, whether it's video or social media, but also that level of productivity, what it means to be a small business owner or a person that really wants to get work done, get things done. The new tablets that offer the blend of consumption and production is really what we're seeing as where Dell plays, and we certainly have launched a new line of tablets that are Windows-based and Android-based that are designed to help the end user meet their needs in terms of social engagement as well as be productive in what they're doing in their life, personally or in business.
Who's the typical sort of buyer for a Dell tablet, and why? What do they want with the tablet?
Well, the good news is that we believe that there's a multitude of different reasons why people want to use tablets. So for an individual who's just using it to manage their life, their schedule, they're going to look at tablets that still offer them the ability to surf the web, use the apps that they want to use for social engagement, whether it's music or social networking, but they're also still going to want to do things that are productive, like make a flyer or produce a PowerPoint presentation for if they're a PTO mom, or they're running a Cub Scout meeting, or they're doing their own thing, whatever it is, they need to be productive. And that's why that the real user who's shopping these days wants the blend of that. So they're going to look at things like Microsoft Office, they're going to look at productivity tools, and they're also going to ensure that the design in the tablet meets their needs in terms of form factor and size. So variety in size is real important, whether it's a 7-inch or 8-inch or a 10-inch device that has an ecosystem around it, like peripherals, cases, keyboards, attachments. Those are things we think are intriguing to today's tablet buyer.
Dell has been generally known for quality, price. Styling has not been the strong point. You know, I've never been particularly interested in consumers. Schools, it's got a very substantial segment in. Is that going to stay the same when we look at the tablet space? And by the way, I told you,
function is real important. Form is also important, as you pointed out. And I think what you're seeing is you're seeing the end user demand both function and form. Dell, certainly in the new line of tablets that we launched last October, really tried to bring both of those elements together in terms of the sleekness of the design, the weight, making it light, making it durable, at the same time not compromising on the technology that sits inside the device to make it powerful so that multiple applications can be used at the same time to make it, again, as I mentioned before, the confluence of production, being able to do things with Word and Office and different tools, as well as being able to use unique apps for that platform. So as we move forward and continue to grow that tablet business, which we intend to do in terms of bringing out more variety, and variety you might see embracing other forms such as Android and Chrome, as well as Windows, and also the breadth of both the sophistication and power of the device in terms of meeting all users' needs, whether it's a consumer that just wants something to keep at home, or it's the business user that really wants to replace their PC and use a tablet as they're mobile and they travel a lot, but they still can't compromise on security, reliability, and production.
Why would they buy a Dell tablet over a Samsung tablet, for example? I'd say they're probably the major player.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of reasons why we think Dell is really best suited for consumers and business users alike, and that is that we believe that the name Dell behind the brand really stands for customer satisfaction. And when we go to market, whether it's consumer or it's school or it's enterprise, we have different product lines that represent different things, like Latitude, for instance, that really represents brand quality and consistency in manufacturing. So as a user, whether I'm making a decision for my small business and I decide to buy Latitude, I know that all of the parts in there are at a high quality and are replaceable at the same quality. I know if I'm running a school that I'll have that quality. So quality is one thing that we believe Dell has proven and will continue to deliver. Secondly, we make it easy to do business with Dell, whether it's having an actual representative that you can meet with face-to-face, or it's doing business at Dell Direct or our Premier Pages or Dell.com, making it easy to meet our users and our consumers where they like to do business. We have a very sophisticated supply chain in place. We're able to be nimble to market, offer variety, at the same time be able to offer deep value in creating standing configurations that make sense to majority of people. So we're really focused in those areas.
Move on a moment, if I may, talk a bit about schools. I mean, one of the big things that's happening, we're seeing, is a shift to bring much more technology to schools, and they're doing it in a way that's very different from the sort of, oh, we're going to stick a computer on every desk or one in each classroom or whatever it happens to be, whatever the school can happen to afford. What do you see happening? What does Dell see? And how do you see that working for Dell?
You hit the nail on the head. We're seeing a transition occur inside of our schools, really, that are led by teachers and students around using technology, harnessing technology to increase learning and really increase the engagement. The power of technology is not that it creates a better student, that it creates a better learner. The power of technology is it creates the means for those things to happen. So what we're seeing is not just an increase in technology, but a different thinking about how learning occurs that technology can embrace and be harnessed to make a better environment. Example would be, we're seeing schools now shift from your typical teacher standing up front in the classroom, students in rows and columns, sitting in desks, to more collaborative spaces, more design around students engaging other students and having conversation and guiding their own learning. And this is where really technology could really come into play. And the more a student's engaged in his or her destiny in education, what they think makes sense to them, the better opportunity we have for technology to make a difference. And so we're seeing a lot of that. And I'll caution that we need to see a lot more of that. We still do see new technology being applied to old ways of learning and teaching. That's where we don't see a lot of increase in outcomes and students being excited and engaged, because we're taking technology that's really designed to do things differently and putting it in an old model where the teacher is still at the front of the classroom imparting knowledge. And a lot of times that just doesn't equate to an increased outcome.
What are the differentiating factors between the schools that are adapting quickly or teachers are adapting quickly?
It's a great question, because one may think it's the power of economics, and it's not always that. Schools that have more funds or more dollars or the socioeconomic status of a particular community where you might think there's more dollars to be used, that doesn't always necessarily equate to what we're seeing in terms of improved outcomes. I think the schools that are and the parents and the teachers and the communities that are really thinking through the use of technology from a learning perspective and not for the sake of technology are where you might see the differences being made. And that is running across all different types of schools, whether it's an urban school or a suburban school or even a rural school. We've seen schools that really think through the instructional strategies and really how they engage the community and how they engage its stakeholders in the learning process, of its parent, certainly students, getting the students involved at a much earlier in the process about how learning can occur. Those are the key ingredients that we're seeing, if you will, the key pieces of DNA that make a difference between schools that are really flourishing and schools that are not. It's not always passing a bond, pulling out a checkbook, and writing a big technology funding story. Now, obviously, that helps. Funding and resources are definitely helpful in this cause, but really the innovation is really around thinking through how learning can be done with technology as opposed to assuming technology will do all the work for it.
So it's a people problem, much more than anything else. How does technology fit in this idea of an open collaborative sort of classroom?
I think it plays different roles at different times, very much a situational perspective. You know, there's all kinds of different technology being used in the learning process. I think the most important ingredient is that we have teachers that are really thinking through what a student should know and stopping right there and not assuming that they need to tell the student how to learn that information. Instead, giving the student guidance, options, and variety. And that will bring in the use of different technology at different times, whether it's a collaborative use of technology, so you might use a tablet with Skype or another video conferencing tool to conduct an interview. If you're working on a report, you might go to a desktop computer if you want to actually publish something that's designed for output and final report in different formats. And so there's different uses for different technology that comes into play based on what's happening in the learning environment.
Is there anything I didn't think to ask, didn't know to ask, you just want to add? You obviously really enjoy the education side of things.
Well, the only thing I would add is that key in education is really the community of everybody that is involved in the process. It's not just the student and teacher, certainly not just the school administrator, but it really is the community. And what can make a difference is happening in small businesses and entrepreneurial programs alike around this country, really embracing schools as a way to demonstrate how technology can be used. So the more that our schools interact with our community, and the more there's that constant presence of community, whether it's sole proprietors or it's small businesses or it's large corporations alike, depending on where the community is, their engagement in the education process we know is critical to the success of our educational system. So we want to see more of that.